Hello, and welcome to Why Did I Keep This? A podcast about the things that have been living in the back of our closets and why it's so hard for us to let them go. Please join us as we examine our relationship with stuff and potentially convince each other to say goodbye to excess baggage. Or maybe we'll just encourage each other to keep everything forever. Let's find out. I am Courtney Venaise, one of your hosts. I'm an actor, a video game streamer, and an improviser living in LA with a quirky, colorful, and highly impractical closet.
And I am Jackie Glick, a producer living in LA as well, who is an avid window shopper and loves a sample sale.
Together, we are the Closeteers on a journey through time and space. We are also usually joined by our friend Lana Cuthbertson, who is a very busy little entrepreneur and couldn't make it today. But joining us today, we have a very special guest. We are joined today by Arisha Skidmore-Williams, an improviser and a host of two pretty amazing podcasts that I'm a huge fan of, Even the Rich and The Rich and Daily. Arisha, welcome!
Thank you. Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we're so excited, and we're starting a little bit later because I spent 20 minutes just telling you how amazing you are before we started. So, I mean, there's that, but...
Yeah, I mean, I have another 20 minutes if you want to just keep talking about that.
Honestly, not now.
Usually we talk about our stuff, but maybe we should just use this time for affirmations, you know? Like, it has been... The world is weird, and we should learn how to compliment and accept compliments more. So yes. I'll go first. Arisha,
oh God,
I think you're funny.
Oh, wow.
Arisha, I think you're beautiful and dreamy and intelligent. Oh, my God. Honestly, your podcast is so great. So if any of our listeners have not really taken up Even the Rich, it is such a fun deep dive into the lives of the rich and famous. It is so enjoyable and well-researched and funny. Honestly.
Yeah, you and Brooke are great on it. I love it.
It's true.
And so thank you for making it. And thank you for making the time to be here today.
Yeah, thank you. You guys really know how to make a gal feel welcome. Oh, my God.
Well, come back anytime, honestly.
We want to make you blush. What can
I
say?
Yeah, well, mission accomplished.
Arisha, hi, how are you? So what's new with you? What's going on in the life of Arisha? How are you?
Oh, gosh, I'm good. It's been one of those days. You know those days where you're like, you just can't seem to get ahead of the eight ball. Is that what the phrase is? Like you're stuck behind the eight ball. You can't get ahead of it. But I'd been living in Maryland for the last year. Like I went home, moved home with my parents to kind of ride out the pandemic, came back beginning of September. And I feel like I haven't been able to just like sit and breathe since being back. Cause
oh no.
Whenever you move, moving is so hard, and for whatever reason, your life still has to go on while you're moving. Like, it doesn't all pause. Work doesn't stop. Your obligations don't just go away. And
it's very so rude.
It is. It is really rude.
A real, like, a great way of living life would be that if you could not only take, like, sick days, but take moving days.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something we should put out into the universe to be real.
Yeah. I fully support that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to your original house. Or did you move back into the same space?
I didn't. So I was living in Glendale when I moved to Maryland, and now I'm back in, I guess, Hollywood. I never know what to call this area, but Hollywood East-ish.
Yeah, it's very amorphous, that area there. I love it, though. I'm a little jealous. I used to live over there and have since moved to a different part of town. And
same.
It's same.
Yeah, it's a good part of town.
It is.
My favorite butcher is there. I love McCall's.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a relationship with a butcher? Because that's like quintessential. I feel like you've made it as an adult.
Doesn't that sound grown up? No, I just love them. I'm just a fan. I
talk to a different person every week, but man, they're all great.
Yeah, no, I put in orders for turkey breasts a few months ago for the Jewish holidays, and I felt so grown up. I've never felt more like an adult. I like called the butcher and I was like, would you mind putting aside some turkey breasts for me?
Wow. That is as adult as it gets.
Truly.
It is.
Thank you for acknowledging it.
That's the peak. That's okay. I know you've had maybe a few like quote unquote milestones that have made you an adult before that, you know, like
Nothing graduating college or
getting married, ordering turkey breasts. That's the peak. It's all downhill from here. Now you might as well just order your AARP card. So, Arisha, so you've been doing a lot of moving, and I'm guessing that that has had you going through all your stuff lately.
Oh my gosh, stuff.
Also, like being back at your parents' house, that's a treasure trove, really.
Yeah, truly. I've moved 4 times in the last year now. So I moved out of my place in Glendale to Maryland, and then into like the house that I spent a lot of my formative years. My parents sold that house. We moved into an apartment. Then they found their like new house, and we moved into their new house. And then I moved back to LA. So I've moved 4 times in a year. And
oh my God.
Honestly, I'm like, I'm just going to die here. I don't care. Like, I'm done. I'm so done with moving.
Lana, our third closeteer, her dad always says that 2 moves is as good as a fire. Like, did you just get rid of things each time?
I don't get rid of enough is the problem, I feel like. Like, each time I'm like, oh, this will be great. This will be a great purge. And then I get rid of, like, a bin.
Yeah.
And it's very...
Well, you're in the right company. That's sort of our MO.
Yeah, we started this because we were like, we should, you know, really start being more cognizant of the things mm-hmm. that we own and the things that we hold on to and acquiring stuff. And yeah. I will admit, I also have moved since starting this podcast, and I'm just like, no, I'm going to need this. I'm going to, this means something. It's fine. Yeah. I'll keep it. So.
Yeah. What did you get rid of anything that you wish you hadn't gotten rid of? Ooh, like, did you miss anything yet?
That's a good question. I don't think I miss anything yet. I also
yet
haven't gotten rid of, I think, anything that I would miss. Like, I think the hardest thing I have letting go of, I guess, are like clothes. And honestly, I don't get rid of things is the problem. Like, my mom, she gets so mad at me because she'll be like, your annex is getting full. So she like keeps things of ours. And I have so much stuff. She just calls it an annex because I'm like, well, I've got to hold on. And like, I'll hold on to like things that I made as a kid. And it's like, oh, what am I going to do with this? And then I'm like, well, what if I decide to have kids? And then in like 20 years after I'm dead, the kid comes across this and they're like, oh my God, my mom. Like, I don't want to deprive my child, my non-existent mm-hmm. child, of this non-existent mm-hmm. memory. Really, it's terrible.
No, that's a good – no, these are good reasons, because I, as a child of someone who keeps stuff, have very much enjoyed going through my mom's things and telling her that she needs to get rid of them. But I've enjoyed going through them. Do not deprive me of a chance to nag my own mother. But also go through her treasures and be like, this is amazing. This is amazing. Why do you have this? Get rid of this, mom. So
yeah.
You're thinking, you're very forward thinking.
Yeah. It's just planning for the future, really, is what it is.
Some people get IRAs and 401ks mm-hmm. and we just keep piles of things.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Beanie Babies are as good as a 401k as far as I'm concerned.
My Princess Diana Beanie Baby is what I'm banking on for my retirement.
Okay? It's going to happen.
That seems foolproof. Like, that's definitely
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Honestly, we're financial advisors as well.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the underbelly of the podcast, is like how to keep Beanie Babies intact for your 401k.
Yeah, I feel like Suze Orban's going to start coming on here.
Oh my God.
This is it. This is what we do. Yeah.
She's our next guest. But no, we asked you before coming on here, like, to think of something that you've kept that you're not really sure why you've kept. In the real theme of, why did I keep this? Why did you keep something? What is it?
Yeah, or maybe you're very sure of why you kept it.
Yeah, maybe.
And you have a good reason, and we'd love to hear that and either argue with you or be like, yes, girl, keep it.
Okay, I have to, before I say it, so I texted with Courtney. I was like, I have so many possible things to talk about. I don't know which one to do. Does it need to be, do you want it to be something from my closet, or can it be, I keep, it's anywhere in my possession?
Oh,
anywhere.
Whatever you think is the most fun to talk about.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this will be fun, but so in my car, anybody who's been a passenger in my car and like in the passenger seat next to the driver's seat and has had to use the visor can attest to this, that I have a purple penis shaped straw that I've had since what year is it right now? 2021. I've had since 2009, 2010 maybe. and it's like, I always put it above that visor. So like, it's usually never, like, it's always up there. And people, anybody who's in that seat, if they use the visor, it falls on them. If they just look up, they see a little purple penis staring at them. It's one of those things. I've had it. I got it at my first bachelorette party. It was for one of my friends from college, Maya, her bachelorette party. And I honestly don't know why I keep it. I mean, at this point, I almost keep it out of spite because every passenger has had something to say about it. So now it's like, well, I can't get rid of it now. But I don't use it. I don't think there's like a picture of me. No, that's not true. Because the picture of me is I have a purple or a pink one and this one's purple. So I don't even know. Like, I don't think I've ever used it. I just have it from that event and it's staying in my car.
Let's get into it. So it was your first bachelorette. It was your first bachelorette.
Yeah,
that's a great.
It was.
Come on. I mean, everybody has been to that bachelorette, you know, where it's got the all the penis shaped things.
Yep.
And yeah, I love that. So now you always think fondly of Maya's bachelorette and now we get to also.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely, it was in DC. And so she must have been, I guess, my first friend from college that got married. And I feel like the closer you are to graduating college, the more likely you are to have like a huge college presence at your wedding. Like now, like I'm not, you know, as close with all the people I graduated with as I was when I graduated. So it was just kind of like an extension of college, like college partying. But it was just, I mean, it was so much fun. And I didn't graduate with the class that I started college with because I took 6.5 years to graduate college. I was on the long-term plan. And so it was just nice to like be back with my friends that I had started with and just like, you know, get into absolute debauchery in DC.
Have you had the same car since then?
Have I had the same car? It's an 08.
Has this straw moved cars?
This straw has moved cars because I,
that's amazing.
It has because what was it? Yeah, I drove I had a Toyota, I can't remember what kind, a Toyota, and then I had an Acura, and now I have a Honda. So it's moved actually either two or three cars. This is the second or third car.
Has it always been above the visor or in the visor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I really don't know why. Like, I have
other
straws.
What I like about this is, like, everybody now is using, like, glass straws or silicone straws, and it's like, no, like, a plastic straw is reusable and will last for years and years and years.
Yeah. Is it like a crazy straw where it's like the straw itself, it's like a regular straw and then it has like the little phallus shape in it and then it continues on?
It's where you're putting a penis in your mouth to drink.
Okay.
And it's like a
we had those at the first well-drawn. At the first one.
Those are definitely a first bachelorette party purchase.
They really are. Like, it's just, I mean, and now we're at the age where it's like the more recent weddings I've been a part of, they're like, we don't want penises. And it's like, all right, I guess we just want to have fun. Even though I can completely understand.
Fine. Oh my God. No, I love it because at this point it's moved so many cars. It's part of your identity, I would say at this point. Like, you've probably had dozens, if not hundreds of people in your car who remember that factoid about you. It's something you have to keep forever now. Arisha driving around in her little space car, her little hover car with a little penis straw in the passenger side visor.
Oh my gosh. I will say I took it out one time because it was when I was in my Acura and it was when I was still going to church, like my parents' church. And I was on the committee where we were finding a new priest, and one of the priests had volunteered to drive him around the town to like show him, and I was like, I'm gonna take this down for that. And that's like the only time I've like consciously removed it. Because I can't believe you remembered.
Well, I can't believe you remembered.
I'm only remembering because I like recently he like came back. Basically, like the history I have with he ended up getting hired. And weirdly, I was the one that like introduced his niece with her now husband. Like, she came for like a month, and he had asked my mom to ask me to like take her out like with my friends in Annapolis, and like we had other friends that we were meeting up with, and they like it was like one of those like instant attractions, and they're now married, and she like became a U.S. is she a U.S. citizen yet? I don't know. But she, like, moved here from France and, like, didn't invite me to the wedding, which I'm still bitter about.
Oh, that's brutal. Well, also, she like, has without no idea me, how amazing you would have been at the bachelorette party.
Yeah, you thank could have you. The bachelorette party. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I had a friend, one of my friends, basically for, like, 3 years was just planning bachelorettes every weekend. And in our office, we had, like, this sort of cubby area. Mm-hmm. And one of the movies that we had worked on had a bachelorette scene. And so we kept all of the props that weren't used, like penis straws and stuff, in this drawer in our office, just in case either of us had to plan a quickie bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And the stuff was used all the time. We would, like, take the penis posters and, like, bring them back to share it. Because, like, the thing about penis straws and stuff is, after a while of buying so many of them, it feels frivolous.
It does. It does. Yeah.
First few times, you're like, we need this. The second few times, you're like, why didn't I save it?
Yes.
But here you are.
Yes, exactly.
Bringing your own penis straw to you every bachelorette. Yeah.
You are ready economical. For every bachelorette ever.
Yeah. You never know when you're driving down the street and someone's like, yo, bachelorette party, can you come? Yeah, I got my straw right here. Let's do it.
I was born ready. I love it. Well, I also love it because kind of what Jackie was saying is that, you know, I'm surprised you remembered because I do not remember what is in my car until someone else steps, until it's too late, until somebody else puts their foot into it. And I'm just like, and then I look around and realize there's just like trash in every little handle or just, you know, who knows what else that's incredibly embarrassing. And it's just like, no. I love that. And, well, my car used to be a lot worse, but right now my husband and I, we share a car, so I've had to, be more cognizant of the fact that it's a shared space. But before we shared a car, my car always had weird stuff in it or was decorated, and I never really, like, thought about it until someone else got in the car, and then I was like, huh.
Yeah, okay. That's when you think. Yeah.
Now you know the real me. I've made myself very vulnerable.
Yeah. I feel like you can tell a lot about someone from how they keep their car.
Do you have a tidy car or is it a messy car or?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, there's always those like videos I see on like TikTok where it's like, oh my God, I'm so messy. And then like they show it and it's like, she's not messy at all. But like, I feel like I'll clean it maybe once every few months. I was just thinking today, like, it's so dirty because I just coming out here and all the shit in the air.
When you moved, did you drive or did you fly?
We drove it. We drove it. Yeah, which
this
is also
penis
why.
Straw has seen the country.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Three times now?
Oh, my God.
Now.
How many states has your penis straw seen?
I mean, we're aiming for 50. I think we're only at like 30 at this point. But
yeah, you have to get it to all 50. Maybe Canada and Mexico.
It's like people who travel with a gnome and like take a picture of the gnome everywhere. It's like you're just like having a sip of water in every state out of a penis straw.
Yeah, I really
You need to make an
that.
Instagram Chef's account kiss. For your penis straw.
Yeah. 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 That penis has seen a lot of things. Yeah.
A lucky little penis, if you ask me.
Okay, so you remember to take it out of the car for the priest.
Yeah.
Has there anyone who's gotten in the car that you were like, oh boy, maybe I should have hidden this or taken it out?
I feel like I once, and I can't remember who, but I don't know if it was a date, because I feel like it must have been a date with somebody that I like knew, because I would never like have somebody I just met get in my car.
Good for you.
Too many
good. Yes.
Horror stories. But it's one of those things. And the reason why I think because I don't necessarily remember everything that's in my car, but everyone comments on it. And I realize that it's like, it's become a conversation piece and it gives people something to talk about, which is not why it's there. But now I'm like, well, I can't take it down now. And it was one of those things where I was like, oh, I shouldn't have left that up there because it's always just so awkward on like those beginning dates. And it's like, there's a penis literally in this guy's face. Does he think that means I want his penis in my face? I don't know. But I don't want to put that out there because I don't know where I am right now. And so it was just like, fortunately, I don't think he noticed it. If he did, he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So, it was also dark. So.
Well, that's the other thing about the penis being in the visor. Like, you're really, your only enemy there is sunlight.
Right, right. Because all that sticks out is the actual, like, penis part. But yeah. I think what happens, because my dad, I think at one point was like, what is this? And it was, he was like, well, a penis straw? And I was like, yeah, can you put it back? God. But, like, I think, it like, in your peripheral, you, like, see something, but it doesn't register what it is until you, like, actually look at it. So, mm-hmm. works to my advantage, I guess.
Yes, I would love to be in your car with a penis straw.
I was racking my brain. I was like, I guess I've never been in Orisha's car. I feel like mm-hmm. there are chances that that would have happened.
Yeah.
But now I'm sad, and I very much look forward to the day to being in your car because I will look for it, and I'll be so sad if it's not there. So,
well, it's crazy because I like getting like being like, okay, I need to find something that I haven't gotten rid of. I was like, you know what, I should get rid of this. It's time. But now after having this, I was like, I can't.
You can't.
No, you can't.
So, you can't. Anyone who listens to this podcast and knows you is now going to be awaiting the chance to get into your car. Unfortunately, I'm so sorry if we have opened you up to a lot of people.
Everyone's
going to
want to ride.
Yeah. Have you considered driving for Uber?
That'll just be my profile picture is the straw.
Can you imagine if you were in an Uber and there were penis straws everywhere?
Like, oh, depending on who the driver was, I think I would hate it. It really depends on who the driver was.
It really does.
If you were my driver, I would be so stoked.
I'd be like, are we about to party or do I need to call 911?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Putting your thumb on like the emergency button on your phone, just like hovering above it, like any second. Yeah. One move and the police will be alerted. Yeah.
Just do it.
I've only been to one bachelorette party, I think, with full penis regalia.
Mm.
But there were no strippers or anything. It wasn't it wasn't quite like the movies.
I have not yet been to a stripper bachelorette party, and I'm just hoping the second wave of marriages.
Yeah.
And then if
I feel
coming,
like that,
we'll
yeah, that's
that.
When it's really got to happen. The second wave. Like, people on their second marriages.
Yeah.
Where they're
I'm
just
hoping.
Like, I got to go all out. Like,
look, when you're 20, a stripper's expensive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, your friends really can't spring for that and penis straws. It's one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
So I'm thrilled that you have kept it. Honestly, I support you in this.
Thank
fully,
you.
100%. It's not hurting anybody. It's not taking up too much space.
No.
It's not using a hanger or like a drawer that is used for something else ultimately. Like it is just pure in its existence and it lives in your car.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a part of my car at this point.
It's a part of you at this point.
Yeah. Every car that you go into.
Yeah. It comes with me. When I sell my car, I'll be like, sorry, penis straw does not convey. It's coming with me.
Well, you should really tell them that right off the bat so that they don't get their hopes up.
Yeah.
This is not part of the deal, okay? It just doesn't leave until I'm ready to leave it. This will be the last thing. This was the first thing into the car. It'll be the last thing out of the car. Yes.
Courtney, have you ever kept anything from a bachelorette party?
I don't think so, but most of my friends, myself included, we all definitely opted for more of the, please, let's not do the penis thing. Like, I think the reason being, not because we don't think a penis joke is funny, but because we think they're too funny, and it's something that we laugh about daily, so it would have just felt like any other day if we did a party with a bunch of, like, penis jokes. As you may know, I have a zine called Dick Bird. I am known for drawing little dick birds. It's if you're curious what that looks like, it's a penis that I put wings and a beak on, and it's very it's very cute. It takes a second, I think, for most people to register what it is. So that's part of my brand, if you will. So incorporating that in my bachelorette party probably would have just felt like another day.
What if we could make dick bird costumes and put them on real birds so that they looked like they were flying penises around at your bachelorette party?
That would be insane.
And like, I know you're happily married, but should we do this anyways?
I mean, look, I know people with birds, and I wonder if I could just talk them in to be like,
yeah,
look, I've got this business venture. Can you use your bird as a model? I think it's really going to, no pun intended, take off. So
there it is. Yeah.
Well, Jackie, look, I mean, this is the year of me working for myself and figuring that out. So who knows? Ooh. Maybe that's going to get into the mix. I have been meaning to pull my sewing machine out. That's another mm-hmm. thing that has been sitting in my closet for way too long. Mm. Maybe I'll just start tailoring little peeps outfits for birds.
That would be such a specific joy for me.
That'd be incredible. Look, it really all just depends on my mental health and my time.
Well, let me know how I can be helpful for this new endeavor.
Thank you. Well, Jackie, what about you? Is there anything that you have kept in your car for way too long?
You know, I tend to collect granola bars in my car, but eventually I do throw those away. But I always think I'm going to be hungry on my way to somewhere, uh-huh. and I always take something, throw it in the dashboard thingy. What's it called?
The console? The center console? The one in between the two seats?
No, the one in the front.
The glove box?
The glove compartment. Mm-hmm. Yes, the glove compartment. I tend to throw a granola bar in there, and then one day I'll go in, and there's like 20 granola bars that I haven't eaten that are all expired. And the other day I was driving with my husband and I like was like, oh, it's a good time to like tidy up this area. And I opened it and there were like beef jerky sticks and like 3 granola bars from like before the pandemic. So anyways, I recently did a little housekeeping in there, but for the most part, I don't keep anything in the car.
Are you from California or from LA?
No.
What,
not.
Where are
how
you from?
Did you know that? Why don't I seem LA to you?
I'm asking. No, I could never. I never can tell. But I'm asking because I used to always keep food in my car because of the like, because I'm originally from Chicago and then Maryland. And there was always this like, keep food in case there's a snowstorm and you're stuck somewhere and you have nutrition. And I always was like, okay, so I should keep like good food that I like want to eat. But that never stays. So. I never did. But right. I'm like, well, yeah, you have all those.
I'm from
bars.
Northern Canada.
Oh, that's right. You're Canadian. Yeah. Okay. So
I live in a very snowy place, and I didn't know that this was a thing. Like, I thought everybody kept food in their car until just right now.
Yeah.
Courtney, do you not keep snacks?
No, I keep snacks in my purse. My purse. Oh, no. But people, I've never kept snacks in my car, I think, at least not on purpose.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's just, it always needs to be on my person, which is funny because I grew up in Southern California, which is and I was in a car all the time. Ever since moving back down to LA, it's been a big reminder, like, oh God, yeah, cars are like a part of life.
Well, you're
here.
Just in your car for so long. Mm-hmm. But I do think it is because of snowstorms and like on the highway in Canada, like you always, there's not as many places to stop to grab snacks. So you have to supply yourself with the snacks.
Yeah. I do have a first aid kit in my car. I finally got around to putting that in there. That was the thing that my parents, I don't think, my first car had a first aid kit. Like my parents, when I got my first car, my parents bought me a first aid kit to go in there, and they also got me my first cell phone. They're like, okay, you're driving now. You should get a cell phone. This was, you know, back in the early 2000s when it wasn't like, when children didn't have cell phones. Yeah. It was just for emergencies.
My dad gave me jump cables and a snow brush, so I guess it is geographic as to what you get when you go into a car.
Yeah.
I used to always keep so much stuff in my car, though. Like, in high school, like, before I moved away, like, my car was just an extension of my bedroom. You know, it had CDs, it had, you know, sweaters, it had an extra pair of shoes, it had, like...
Workout stuff?
Yeah, workout stuff. I was going to say, like, I always had baseball gloves, because who knows, and, like, a Frisbee. Who knows if you wanted to just meet up at a park with some friends and throw a Frisbee around. And then I moved to Berkeley... And I lived in a neighborhood where you simply could not leave things out in your car because then your car would get broken into. And only once my car got broken into, which was very frustrating. It was right when I bought we had just gotten a new car, the car that I have now. And it wasn't so bad. It was just the back window, the little triangle window got smashed in. Mm. And there wasn't anything like on the seats, anything that you could see. I was taking a bunch of stuff to Goodwill though, because I knew I was about to move. And so I had like an old cat carrier and like like a bag of like old pens.
Did they or take something? The pens?
And they didn't take it. I was like, if anything, you could have just taken the stuff out of my car and saved me a trip to Goodwill. But yeah, you simply could not leave stuff in your car. Mm-hmm. So that's like a habit that I'm in now, where every time I leave the car, I'm like, get everything out. Yeah. I must clear the seats. It must look vacant.
Well, it's possible you can insure the penis straw.
Yeah, I should look into that. I mean, at the very least, it's like a decade old, so that has to count
it's
for
a,
something.
It's a family heirloom, basically, at this point.
Yep.
Is that a thing? Is family heirloom insurance a thing?
Well, I don't know.
It's gotta be. Or it has to, like, contribute to, like, I guess, like, homeowner's insurance or something.
Okay.
I feel like car insurance covers break-in, so...
Yeah.
But maybe you have to list the penis straw separately.
Yeah. I'll be like, they broke in and all they stole was this penis straw. I mean, like, 10 grand.
Yeah, for emotional damages. The things we've been through together.
Yeah.
It's basically a family member. Yeah. The future we were going to have.
A close, close friend.
I love it. How many times did you think you have looked at it and you're like, I should get rid of that?
I mean, mostly whenever it falls into my passenger's lap, I'm just like, oh my God. It's mostly because I was like, well,
like
I'm not.
Weird little gift.
Yeah, I'm not 20 years old anymore. Like, come on. But then I'm like, yeah, but I'm also still got a penis straw in my car, so it's not the worst thing.
Yeah. Just because we aren't 20 anymore doesn't mean we can't let ourselves feel like a 20-year-old anymore.
Yeah.
I think the truth is that penises will always be funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah. It's weird because one of like the running jokes used to be was that I like had a fear of penises. Like I was not a big fan of them in college. Still don't love, like I just, they're just not like they're not fun. Like if you look at reproductive organs in general, aren't like, wow, my God, that's breathtaking. And yeah, so I sometimes I'm like, maybe it was like immersion therapy for me where it's like, you know what? Let me just look at it every day. And then no longer be like, gross.
The way that reproductive organs look. Did you watch Sex Education this season?
No, I haven't.
I just started the second season last night, Jackie. I'm excited for what this has to do with anything.
So. One of my favorite characters gets really into understanding the way that a vulva looks and makes cupcakes in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
And like wants to open a bakery and is actually like very skilled and makes these like hilarious like fondant like icinged things and like describes them in such gleeful detail and is like, this one's like flappy like mine and this one's flappy like hers and this one, and like has all these like specific references for other people's vulva. It is so funny and such an amazing little character beat. It's worth watching all of the seasons to get to that point.
Okay.
It is a good show. I watched the first season when I got my wisdom teeth taken out. And that was the first show that I very gladly binged. But now I just realized last night, I thought the second season came out, but apparently the third season came out. So yeah.
Yeah. Season three. And honestly, I watched it with my husband in like 3 days. Like we were so invested in just the ridiculous heightened world of these teenagers. It's a real joy. Ugh. And they talk a lot about the way that, well, this season it's really vulvas, but sometimes penises. It's very funny.
Sounds incredible.
Oh my gosh. Arisha.
Truly.
Penis straw. I'm so, man, this is giving me, you're giving me so much hope and excitement to hang out with you again. Yes. Like reaching out to you, you were like, we should hang out. And I was just like, I like flipped the table I was sitting at. I was like, yes. Oh my God, hang out with me. I wasn't sure because I knew that, you know, you had been across the country and back with your parents, and I wasn't sure if you would come back. So glad you're back.
Yeah.
And so excited to see it hopefully one day in person. So never get rid of it. That's my verdict. Never. My recommendation is that you never get rid of it.
I agree.
Our professional opinion is that you keep it.
Okay. Look, we've done a couple episodes here, and I will say, keep it. Keep everything. Don't get rid of anything ever, because if you miss it, then you'll be sad. Today, I was sad because... Sadness. Yeah, no, sad is bad.
sad is bad.
Today, I was going through my phone looking for a specific picture, and I came across a picture of myself wearing a dress, and I was like, I got rid of that dress, didn't I? And I went to my closet and I was like, why did I get rid of that dress? It was a perfectly good dress. And I remembered it was like a button needed to be resewed on it. And I hadn't done it. So I got rid of it. And I was like, Courtney, you ding dong. All you had to do was resew one button. It wasn't even like a boob button. Yeah. It's like a button down dress. It was like a sleeveless, uh-huh, collared, all the way button down dress. It was one of the bottom ones.
Oh, and that's like a throwaway one anyway.
Oh my
like
God.
That button at the bottom. Easy. No one cares about.
I know. Who cares? Why did I think it was when I was moving and I was just paring down my closet because I was moving to a place with a smaller bedroom closet. And I was like, do I really need this? Is it redundant? And honestly, yeah, maybe it was redundant, but I still like, I probably would have worn it a ton. And yes, had I forgotten about it for months? I had. And did I not remember it until I saw a picture of it? Yeah. But I was still like, dang it.
No, I get that. Yeah.
It gets hot. It gets hot in LA. It would have been, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
You know, the nostalgia for old dresses is very real, and I couldn't understand more.
It's very consuming sometimes. Just
I know. There have been too many times where I've told myself, like, I don't need this. Why am I holding on to this? And then I miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a pile of clothes that I'm really considering getting rid of, and I just haven't done it yet because, like, maybe I need them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to stage mine now where I'm like, okay, I'm going to put these clothes for Goodwill, but I don't take it to Goodwill for another month. And when it's time to take it, I actually go through it again. And usually by then, I only take like three things. Oh, so I'm like, no, I love this. I can't get rid of this.
Arisha, same.
See, that's a good way of going through it. That's a good way of going through it. Because otherwise, you know, in the mood, it's so nice to have an empty closet with space. It provides us with the, like, sort of optimism of opportunity. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you're like, I could fill this space with new pretty dresses or new pretty shirts or whatever. And then you sort of get consumed by making space for the things that you don't even have yet.
Exactly.
Then a few days later, where is that orange t-shirt, you know?
Yeah.
I need that now.
This outfit is not going to be made without it.
As long as the face is there.
Yeah, I need it back. Yeah. Agreed.
Ugh. I'm totally here for that policy. That's why I haven't gotten rid of the things in the closet pile.
Well, no, here's another reason. It's like you let it sit for a little. Like you take it out of the closet, you let it sit in like a Goodwill bag. And then if you think about it or if you need it.
Yeah.
Then it's like, well, it's destiny. You're meant to stay with me.
Yeah.
And if you don't need it in that time, then you can wait another month.
Yeah.
You can keep waiting until you need it, and then you can justify keeping everything forever.
Yeah.
Sometimes the fear of losing something is enough to bring it back into rotation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big theme with me.
Same.
Arisha. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. Aww. I am so glad you surprised. Like, I'm so glad that we found out on the pod what your item was. That was the perfect item.
We haven't had a penis bra yet, and so it's extra special for us.
I'm really surprised.
It was so good. It's so good. Absolutely delightful. Just like you.
Oh,
I have no penis straws.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm proud of you, honestly. Thank you. I'm so grateful for you to come on here and tell us all about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You did the right thing.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the validation. It means the world to me.
Well, we appreciate you, Arisha. Well, I think that is a good place to wrap this up. Arisha, is there anything that you would like to plug? I know up top we talked a lot about your podcasts, but you can plug those again or any place else, anything else that you want to plug?
I'll just plug it again. Even the Rich, it's on Wondery's platform, comes out on Tuesdays, and then Rich and Daily comes out Monday through Fridays.
And it's so good.
It's so good.
You guys are so
good. My favorite place to get the news.
The news that matters. Thank you. That's what we're trying to do here.
Honestly, though, I listen to Up First, and then I also listen to Rich and Daily. And those are the two places that I get my news. Thank you for coming. This is so fun.
Thank you both.
All right. Well, on that note of thanking people, we'd like to thank our producer, Akshay. We'd obviously also like to thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We appreciate you so much. If you don't already, we would love if you could subscribe, like, and subscribe. Is that a thing that you do? Yeah, it's a thing that you do. If you want to leave us a review, that would be amazing. And feel free to check out our Instagram. Why did I keep this is the handle. And also we would like to thank the Bolero, fashion's most practical item. Arisha, do you have any opinions on the bolero? You know, it's like a cardigan, but it doesn't have like it ends at like the shoulder, like the high back. You know,
sleeves only.
Yeah. Sleeves only, basically. Yeah. Maybe a collar if it's a fancy. You ever wear one?
I feel like maybe once I've tried one on, and I'm very much I need a lot of motion. You never know when you're going to need to, like, just, you know, swing a fist, break into dancing. Mm-hmm. And I felt restricted, which could have just been the size thing. But I like that you guys are thinking it, and I feel like I need to reevaluate my opinion of it.
Yeah, we encourage you to reevaluate.
Okay.
Look, we consider the bolero regularly.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, and also a big thank you to Genevieve Vincent, the amazing composer behind our intro and outro music. I think that covers all the thank yous. So
I think so.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.